Back home, a gathering in Kilkenny focusing on the concerns of older people has heard the elderly are not ready for a cashless society. The Age-Friendly Ireland National Older People's Council's convention also heard concerns about online fraud and scams. Carol Coleman has been speaking to older people about the challenges of doing business digitally.
Oh, I'm lost. I'm lost completely. Totally illiterate. 71 years of age. Totally. Don't understand at all.
So if you need to do something, do you get someone to help you?
If they get me kids to help me. And if they wait for them to come in, and if they're not human or doing it, I'm lost.
I struggle with the future, certainly with the present, and I certainly am not looking forward to the future at the rate at which things are changing, because I just think it shows little regard for people like myself. I'll soon be 70, and I'm trying to keep up, but I seem to be running to stand still, and I don't buy online, and I certainly do promote and will encourage dealing in cash and practice it myself as long as I can.
No, I've never gone online. I've never even used a computer.
And you're what age?
I'm be 80 in a couple of weeks. I'd rather interact with human beings, to tell you the truth, than machines. And I think that's very important.
You're good online?
I think so, yes. Yeah, I'm happy with it. But I understand I have relatives and all who are not able to manage online, and then it becomes very difficult because somebody has to do it on their behalf.
Would you be worried about fraud online?
That's my biggest problem. I'd be very worried about fraud because I am afraid that if I do something wrong, I lose my money in my bank or my credit card or whatever it is.
People speaking to Carol Coleman. Before we came on air, I spoke to Catherine McGuigan of Age Friendly Ireland and asked if there's enough pressure now to retain cash indefinitely.
Yeah, the voices that we're hearing, they're very, very familiar stories. A balance of people who, you know, don't want to go digital or afraid to go digital. And then people who are super happy using digital, and it has opened up a whole new world for them. What we want to do is we are working with, for example, at our convention today, we had the Department of Finance here who are talking about the National Payment Strategy. And they're clearly doing a very, very intense comprehensive consultation process across the country to hear from older people and hear from a range of people with disabilities, different sectors. The key thing is we have to have choice. We're not ready to go cashless, for example, and we're not ready to go exclusively digital by default. A lot of organisations like to go digital first because it's convenient, it's effective, but we have to have an option for older people. But I think what's really important is that we hear is it's not just older people that are concerned about fraud, Gavin. Everybody's concerned about that. People are afraid of their data. They're worried about their bank and their safety and everything else. So we have heard this morning from the Department of Finance about that as well. And we would do intensive work with the ComReg to make sure that people are aware of the potential scams. You know, all those things that are coming through text and don't click on the link. So when you send that information out to them via our newsletter and all the different communication channels that we have, it's really important that people know that they're not supposed to do that, because that's just not an ageing issue. That's with everybody. And there was a gentleman commented about the importance of human interaction. That's really important. People want to get into the communities, go to their post office, go to their shops, do whatever. Human interaction is very important, and online should never replace that.
Applying for a driver's license renewal, getting a passport, or even operating a bank account. What is it that people most struggle with when they are forced online?
Well, you see, the thing about this is you should never be forced online, because there are, you can still do the paper piece. And if the people are having, you know, problems getting online and they want to, as I say, if they get a referral into the Healthy Age Friendly Homes, they can get the digital supports. An assessor will come out and help them do those. But they can go into supports like their libraries and they can get support to do it online. As you say, when they're, you know, that's by proxy. If somebody is helping you, and not everybody wants to do that because they don't want other people seeing their details, yes. And rightly so. So if they want to get online, there are supports to help them do that, or they can go for the postal option or the traditional forms.
There are so many instances where people are now asked, for example, to remember passwords to get into things rather than having keys as they would have in the past. And people are often very reluctant to write them down, but then it's also very difficult to remember them.
Absolutely. And again, Gavin, I don't think that's just exclusive to older people.
No,
I
mean, absolutely not.
That's across the board. Multiple passwords to get into this, that, the other. And then the thing about it is if you choose a generic one, you're always afraid that, you know, somebody will find it out or it won't be as smart or exclusive. So that's really up to personal choice. If they write it down in code or if they put it away somewhere or if they lock it in a safe, try to update your password regularly. Don't use generic passwords. And if there are ways, and again, those are the tips that we can provide. We have a comms training program. There is Fraud Smart. They were here yesterday presenting, and they were here with a stand to sort of get people to be more aware online. So there are loads and loads of pieces of information, and people aren't aware of that. Those supports are available. They can go into their local communities. And I'd urge people to get involved in their local older people's councils. We have Minister Butler coming today, Minister for Older People, who strongly supports the Age Friendly program and listens to all the issues that are being raised. At the minute, we're actually raising those priorities. And those digital things, they're constantly there. But we just need to make sure that our services are continuing to support those needs as people age.
That's Catherine McGuigan of Age Friendly Ireland.